Praise the Lord. Let's clap our hands once more to the Lord. Praise God. Glory to God. Amen. Good to be here in Lebanon at Landmark Pentecostal Church here tonight. Praise God. Thank you, Brother Johnson. We do count it an honor. Praise God. Hallelujah to God. Praise God. Well, amen. We're apostolic here tonight. And some of y'all going to probably try to wait for the next service to try to figure this preacher out. And amen. But I believe that tonight y'all come to have church tonight. Praise God. We come to see what God will do here tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. We come to lift Him up here tonight. Praise God. God is a miracle working God. God's all powerful. Praise God. God can do anything but fail tonight. Praise God. If you need Him tonight, He'll meet you where you're at tonight. Praise God. If you need a breakthrough, He'll give you a breakthrough tonight. Praise God. The Bible says, you draw nigh to Him, He'll draw nigh to you. Praise God. The Bible says you can feel after Him. He's not far from you. Praise God. I'm thankful tonight to be a part of a people that believe God is alive. He's not dead. Hey, we're serving a living God. Glory to God. Woo! Hallelujah to God. I remember when I first came to a Pentecostal apostolic church. I wasn't afraid of it, but I felt what I needed. And I got what I needed. And I reached out to God. I've never been the same. In almost 21 years, the same God that changed me and changed us, He's here to change somebody else tonight that wants to be changed. Well, I can tell y'all want to have church with us here tonight. Praise God. Praise God. I thank God for His presence here tonight. Thank Him for His word here tonight. Praise God. I appreciate my family. And praise God. And we appreciate their dedication to God and love for God. Praise God. We do count it an honor. Amen, to be here, and praise God. There's no telling what God will do if we believe. He still heals bodies. He still saves souls. He still makes people happy. And He still makes people whole. There's no telling what God will do if we believe in Him. Amen. He told one man named Thomas. Thomas didn't believe that Jesus was alive. Amen. But Jesus came to where he was. Amen. And said, Thomas, touch hither. Amen. Thomas had to see. Amen. But Jesus said, blessed is the man that hath not seen, but will believe. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, you can be blessed. Hallelujah. Without even seeing who He is. But we can feel Him here tonight. We can feel His presence. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I thought that was Sister Johnson on there. Hallelujah. You know what? We know what time it is. This is the last days. And we won't have church until Jesus comes. Praise God. I thank God I'm not even a part of a dead church, but a church that's alive. Hallelujah. A church that's alive. A church that believes in the operation of the Holy Ghost. A church that believes in true worship. A church that believes in lifting Him up. Praise God. come out. Praise God. So if we know what time it is, we're going to give it all in this end time now, won't we? Praise God. We're going to pray the devil's kingdom down. We're going to pray some more people through to the power of the Holy Ghost. The same God that changed us, He's still moving in Lebanon. He's still moving at Landmark Pentecostal Church. He's still moving in His end time hour. He's still moving among those that's going to believe Him and take Him at His word. It's somebody night tonight. This is somebody night tonight. If God would help me here tonight, I was praying earlier, seeking after the mind of God for this service here tonight. And I feel to go in this direction here tonight. It came upon me to preach this message here tonight to this assembly. And I pray for the mind of God. And I believe God's going to help us here tonight. Praise God. And I'm believing God to do something that only God can do here tonight. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. While you're standing tonight, I want to draw your attention to Acts chapter number 3. Acts chapter number 3. Praise God. Holy Ghost revival. Holy Ghost revival. Hallelujah to God. Woo. Acts chapter number 3. I want to begin at verse number 1. Praise God. Now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. And a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple, who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked an alms. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, look on us. And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up. And immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. And he, leaping up, stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. And all the people saw him walking. All the people saw him. This man was not ashamed. All the people saw him walking and praising God. He was not, something happened to him. And they knew that it was he. They knew something had happened to him. They knew there was a change which set at arms at the beautiful gate of the temple. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at that which had happened unto him. Praise God. I'm telling you, people are still in amazement how we were lost, but now we're found. How we were blind, but now we're seeing. They're still in a wonder. Amen. Because
We once was lame, but now we're healed. Now we've been changed. Glory to God. Praise God. In verse number 5, the Bible says he was expecting to receive something of them. I want to preach from this thought here tonight. What are you expecting? What are you expecting? Thank you, God, for your word. Thank you, God, for your presence. Help me to preach the preaching you would bid me to preach. Give the visitation. I pray that somebody would expect something from you tonight. Give the visitation of your spirit tonight throughout this service. God, we be so careful to lift you up, to magnify you. In Jesus' name I pray. Glory to God. Let's clap our hands to him tonight. Look at somebody and ask them, what are you expecting? Praise God. You can be seated if you like. What are you expecting? I believe when we come to God and we come to the house of God, we're expecting something to happen that God can do for us. We're expecting miracles to take place. Not just physical miracles, but spiritual miracles. Hallelujah to God. Praise God. I believe God began to stir us. God began to move us. Amen. In a direction that he wants us to go. And those that are unchurched, unsaved, amen, something began to happen in your heart. And God began to wake up your conscience to the fact that you're lost, to the fact that you need him, to the fact that, amen, you want to be changed. And you walk into the doors of the church. And when you come expecting not a show, but, amen, a demonstration of the Holy Ghost. When you come to this church, hallelujah, thank God. When you come to this church, we're not into pseudo-religion. But we believe that if you want to change, you will get it. We believe if you want salvation, it's available. Praise God. And we believe tonight, if you're hungry, God will feed you. If you're thirsty, God will give you to drink. Praise God. This chapter in our scripture text tonight is preceded by one of the greatest revivals that we have read about, heard about, sung about in God's holy word. We read in Acts chapter 1. Jesus was with his disciples, amen, for 40 days, telling them things pertaining to the kingdom of God. And him, through the Holy Ghost, gave them commandments, amen, to go and wait. The promise is coming down your dusty road. The promise of the Holy Ghost. And their hearts, no doubt, was charged with faith. And we read, he went back into heaven, and they stood looking steadfast. steadfastly into heaven. The angels of God came and said, why stand you here? Gazing up into heaven. This same Jesus. He's coming back again. You might as well get ready. You might as well get in a church. He's coming back for his people. And they said, amen. They begin to pray in Acts chapter number 1. Jesus did not tell them to pray, but they decided while they were waiting for the promise, while they were expecting the promise to come down the dusty roads of Jerusalem, they began to pray. The 11 disciples, and one was chosen, named Matthias, and all of a sudden other people join in. Mary began to pray. The mother of Jesus, she was expecting to receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah to God. And while they were praying, I believe what still proceeds, revival after revival, is good old fashioned prayer. Good old fashioned prayer. Good old fashioned. Somebody open up their mouth and say, God, do it again. Somebody looking to God like it was they were looking for him in Acts chapter number 1. They begin to pray. It's hard to pray when you're not opening up your mouth. Try it. It works. I'm not talking about having your mouth closed, but try opening up your mouth and praying. God's going to fill you. They were praying. Hallelujah to God. I know some of us maybe wish we were there, but we're where they used to be. They were in the upper room in chapter number 1. They were praying like we prayed before we received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. No doubt they had to repent. Because without repentance, you will not receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And they already had a heart of repentance. Praise God. I wonder what it felt like. Amen. I wonder what they sensed as they were in the upper room. All we can do is speculate what they felt before the Holy Ghost wind began to blow. But can I tell somebody, the same wind that blew on the day of Pentecost is blowing in Lebanon. If you want it, you can have it. That wind is still blowing, just like the book of Acts. Glory to God. And the same wind that blew on the day of Pentecost came from one source, and his name is Jesus. He's still pouring it out. What are you expecting tonight? All of a sudden, they begin to hear a sound. They begin to hear an echo from heaven. In case the devil lied to somebody tonight, it said the Holy Ghost is of the devil. It said a sound came down from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. And it filled the house where they were sitting. It filled the house. Amen. It filled the house. It filled the house. It filled the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire. And it set upon each of them.
but they were filled. They were filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues, and the Spirit of God gave them the ability, gave them the utterance. Our prayer is still in 2014 in Lebanon, Tennessee. God, do it again. Praise God. Do it again. Can't tell us He's not doing it. When you become hungry and thirsty, John chapter 7, Jesus said, come unto me. He stood up in a great day of the feast. He cried saying, if any man thirst, if any man, woman, boy, or girl thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, as the scripture has said, as God's saying it, God is saying it. Come on, let's clap our hands to God. As the scripture has said. You know, when people go to the club, what do they expect? Expect to have a good time. So when we come to church, we got our shout shoes on. Got our work boots on. When you go to grandma and grandpa's house, they say, come on over, I got a good meal for you. Can't tell me you want me running fast. Can't tell me you want me driving fast. Can't tell me when the cornbread is waiting for you. And the collard greens, and the turnips, and the spinach, and the pork chops, and the fried chicken is waiting for you. You're not going to be in a hurry, because you're expecting the feast at grandma and grandpa's table. Praise God. After the Holy Ghost fell, the Bible says, Peter began to preach. He commenced to preach, and he stepped on everybody's toes. But they were hungry for something. They were expecting something. When the day was over, about 3,120 people been baptized in Jesus' name, been filled with the Holy Ghost. In one day, and the same God that did it, the Bible says, as many as the Lord our God shall call, the Bible says, the Lord's going to add to the church. What are you expecting tonight? Do you want to get in the church? It's time to get in. It's time to repent. It's time to be baptized. In Jesus' name, it's time to let the Holy Ghost come. Come on, let's praise Him. Glory to God. And then we get to Acts chapter 3. Peter and John were among those in chapter 2. But they said, we're not tired of praying. We're believing God for more of us. We're believing God for somebody else that lost and need God and want God. The Bible says now. Somebody say now. Hey, it's now time. It's now time. It's high time. We're living in the now hour. We're living in the now hour.
We got to have a revival now. We got to pray for revival now. Because of the time we're living in. Now, Peter and John. Now, Peter and John went into the temple to go and pray. Be in the ninth hour. They were praying. They said, we're not tired of having church. We're not tired of praying. Glory to God. It was now Peter and John went into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour, to go and pray. And a certain man, lame from his mother's womb. Glory to God. You know, before we come to God, we're lame because of Adam and Eve. Amen. Disobedience and transgression. I was lame before I came to God. I was on the outside before I came to God. I wasn't in the church before I came to God. I was lame from my mother's womb. Glory to God. They laid him daily at this gate. They didn't take him into the church house. They laid him outside because he couldn't get in because of his lameness. But the same way that Peter and John got into the temple is the same way we're going to get into the temple. Peter and John, they locked shoulders, locked hands. So we're going to pray. We're going to pray the glory down. We need revival. Amen, Brother Peter and Brother John. They went up together. They were unified. They were unified. Hey, there's nothing like the power of unity in the church. There's nothing like when the people of God begin to pray together. Amen. They went up together. The Bible says they laid the man lame from his mother's womb daily at the gate. Brother Johnson, if the bus stops right here at Landmark Pentecostal Church, glory to God, you may be dealing with sin before you come to the church, but before you leave, you can be changed. Before you leave, you can find forgiveness. Before you leave, you can receive power from on high. Before you leave, you can begin to praise God. Before you leave, you can start walking with God. Brother Johnson, they laid him daily at the gate. Daily. Monday through Sunday, they laid him outside the temple at the gate called Beautiful. That beautiful here means, the definition of beautiful means belonging to the right season. Flourishing. That's the only way your life is going to flourish. Is if you get in church and begin to walk and serve God. No doubt, Brother Peter and Brother John were sweating. If you put forth the effort to seek after God, there's going to be some sweating. There's going to be some tears. Maybe this lame man wanted to get past the gate. Maybe he sat there wondering, praise God, will I ever walk? Will I ever get into the church? Can I live for God the way these people are? Can I live? Johnson, then lame man saw Peter and John about to go into the temple. He saw something on them. He saw a difference. We are Pentecostals. We are not ashamed. Read the book of Acts. We are still the same. We worship. We worship only one God. And Jesus is His name. We are apostolic. We are apostolic in every way. I'm telling you, this is the church at its best. An evangelistic church. A spirit of revival church. That's what I read about in the book of Acts. They were on fire for God. They were passionate about what had happened to them. They believed the word of God. Miracles were happening. Ah, glory to God. This man was so close. This day, don't have to be a long, drawn-out thing. Don't have to be a long, drawn-out process. But this day, this man's life was about to flourish. This man's life was about to be changed. This man never walked. If you can't walk, it affects everything about you. It affects the way you think. It affects how you act. That's the reason why the new birth message that we read about in God's holy word is powerful. It's life changing. It'll cause you to walk different. It'll cause you to talk different. It'll cause you to live different. Here they were. He saw Peter and John. They were meaning business. I'm telling you, this church, spirit of revival, spirit of evangelism that's on us, people are going to see it. People are going to hear about it. They're going to say, they got something that I don't have. They're going to church, and why I'm not going? Because they're still on the outside. This man was right there at the door of opportunity. He was knocking on heaven's door, if you please. Who saw Peter and John about to go into the temple? Ask alms. I'm telling you, you keep living the same way, you're going to keep getting the same results. But if you're expecting something from God, if you're expecting a miracle, if you're expecting a touch, if you're expecting a breakthrough, when you expect it, you can get it. When you expect it, you can't tell me it cannot happen. It can happen. When you expect a touch of God to come in your soul, it will happen. Come to ask alms. Maybe in the back of his mind he was thinking, will I ever change? Will I ever walk? And then, also maybe in the back of his mind, I'm just going to live this way for him. Don't have to be that way all the time. Now when you come here, not much as much power that's in this place. Not when you can yield that life to God. Not when you can surrender your life to God. What are you expecting? This man was expecting to receive something of them. He asked alms, the silver and gold. Have we none? But such as we have, give I thee. Let me back up. Peter said with John, look on us. See what happened to us. See what we were expecting. We received it. Look on us. Look what happened to us. Look why we're smiling. Look why we got joy. Look why we're walking. Look why we can praise God. Because what we were bound, but now we're free. I wish somebody sweat tonight. I wish somebody expect. And you vocally say, God, fill me with the Holy Ghost. I wish somebody would expect something. I don't have to finish this message tonight. I wish somebody would make their way to the altar and say, God, renew me. God, touch me again. God, fill me. Come on. What are we expecting? We're expecting Holy Ghost revival. We're expecting generation revival. We're expecting old-fashioned singing. Old-fashioned shouting. Old-fashioned preaching. Old-fashioned praying. Old-fashioned worship. We're expecting to have Holy Ghost church. We're expecting somebody to get a breakthrough. Look on us. Look on us. Same God that changed us. He's about to change you. Same God that changed you. He can change somebody else. Same God that changed you. He should change you. Same God that changed us. He's still in the changing business. Let's praise Him. Let's praise Him. Brother Johnson, when we came to God, we weren't expecting to not get joy. We weren't expecting to not get victory. We weren't expecting to not get peace. We weren't expecting to not get forgiveness and a change of mind and a change of direction. When we came to God, we were not expecting, amen, amen, to get everything that God had for us. But because we expected, it came with a package. Because we expected, He gave us more than our hearts desired. When we prayed, the windows are open. Woo! When we begin to worship God and thank Him for changing our direction, changing our mind, the windows of heaven open wide. Look at somebody again. So what do you expect? Peter and John encouraged this man that was laid daily at the gate. Said, look on us. I'm telling you, I could preach right there for a little while. They encouraged this man at the gate. You don't have to stay lame. You don't have to stay on the outside. You don't have to stay lost. You don't have to stay bound. You don't have to leave in the same way you came. Look on us. Shovel and go. He asked him. Shovel and go. Have we none but such as we have? Hold on, let me back up. He was expecting to receive something of them. He was expecting to receive something. He had a desire. Thank you, brother. You're giving me all kind of... He was expecting something. He had a desire. He had a hunger. You got tired of being carried daily, Monday through Sunday, month after month, year after year. He was about 40 years old. But a revival broke out because he was expecting to receive something. The very next chapter, people came to God. More people were added to the church because one man stepped out. Tell you, that's what happened to you, brother. When you came to the church, you were expecting salvation, and you got it like the Bible says. You repented. You were baptized in Jesus' name. You received the baptism of the Holy Ghost because you were expecting. We came weeping because we were expecting. We came thirsty because the world dried up our soul. We came thirsty because the drugs and the alcohol and the lifestyle without God wasn't filling us up. But when we came to the church, when we came to the house of God, we began to expect, and God came through. We begin to expect, and God kept his end of the bargain. Shovel and go. Have I none? Such as we have. I'm telling you, that's a lot to be preached there. What we got, you can have it. What happened to us can happen to you. Do you want to stay lame? Do you want to stay at the gate? Do you want to stay outside? Do you want to stay down? Do you want to stay lost? Do you want to live a life without God in it? Seven and go. Have we none? But such as we have, give I thee in the name. Can't tell me there's not power in that name. Can't tell me. Somebody ought to say that name. Jesus. Jesus. They took him by the right hand and lifted him up immediately. Can't tell me God not in the business of doing something immediately. Immediately. His ankle bones. Peter and John begin to look. Other people begin to look. Immediately. His bones, his ankle bones receive strength. Can't tell me you don't need this power. Can't tell me you don't need this Holy Ghost power. Can't tell me what the Holy Ghost power can't do. It will give you power to tread on serpents. It will give you power to walk right. Immediately. This man that has to go to physical therapy. Oh, no. You don't have to go to the sauna to shake that leg around. Oh, no. Immediately, something happened. Somebody ought to make their way to an altar, and God can do something immediately. The Bible says he began to walk. He began to leap. He began to praise God. Where did he learn it from? Where did he get it from? He got it from the church. He got it from Peter and John. Where did he get it from? Got it from the church. And the last time you got out of that aisle, you begin to praise God because you're walking with Him. You begin to praise God because you're expected. You're expected. Immediately. All the way. Come here. All the way. All the way in the church. They were leaping and praising God. He entered. He entered into the church with Peter and John. Woo! He got in the church. The Bible says the people were filled with wonder and amazement. What happened to them? It's not just the one that sat at the gate and asked alms. Something happened to them. They knew the power that's in the name. They knew the power that God had invested even in them. They exemplified it. And so we're not ashamed of what has happened to us. Can I tell somebody here tonight? I know you didn't just come to church, amen, to clock in time and to waste time. God's got interest in you. God wants to touch and change you. God wants to do something for you. But you got to expect. You got to look to Him. You got to pray to Him. You got to open up that mouth. You got to surrender that life. You got to yield to Him. Come on, let's lift our hands to God. Let's lift our voice to God. Come on, lift your voice. Come on, expect something from God. You can't tell me He don't want to do it for you. Expect something from Him. He's the same God right now as He was back then. He'll do it again. He'll do it again. Won't you make your way to an altar and try God out? Won't you make your way to an altar and give Him an opportunity to change your life? Won't you make your way to an altar and expect something from Him? This man was expecting to receive something of them. But Peter said, hey, the answer is not in us, but it's in Jesus. This man's life was about to be changed. In one service, your life can be changed. In one prayer meeting, your life can be changed. I wonder if somebody, you won't be the first one. This man was not the first one that was expecting something. But we read that this man, because he was expecting something in chapter 4, many of them which heard the word believed, and the number of men were about 5,000, because one man got tired of being at the gate. One man got tired without having any power. What are you expecting tonight? Guess, can I encourage you tonight? If you're expecting something from God, if it's the will of God, you can receive it. But this man was lame way too long. After what happened to him, he hollered back, no need to come and carry me anymore. No need to take me to the gate anymore. I receive power. Something happened to me. Come on, somebody. I'm opening up the altar. Come expect something from God tonight. This man was not embarrassed, but this man was so honest. This man was so honest, and something happened to him. I believe we're living in that time right now. If you're honest before God, God's going to give you what you're expecting. But if you're satisfied, somebody else is going to get something. Come on, let's lift our hands. Let's reach out to God. I'm inviting you to come and pray tonight. I'm inviting you to reach out to God tonight. I'm inviting you to open up your mouth tonight. Take God at His Word. If you're needing the Holy Ghost, I'm inviting you to start praying. If you're needing God to touch you again, expect God to do something. Woo! Somebody ought to lift their voice to God. There's something happened to this man. They took him by the right hand. They lifted him up. Hey, you've been sitting down too long. You've been sitting down too long. Time for you to get up. Immediately, his feet and his ankle bones receive strength. Come on, there's no telling. Come on, pray, pray. Woo! Come on, somebody. If you need a breakthrough, expect God to give you a breakthrough. Come on, somebody pray. Holy Ghost is moving. Come on, Holy Ghost is moving. Take God at His Word. He's still doing it. He's still doing it. If you're expecting, He will do something for you.
If you believe.
Holy Ghost.
There is no telling.
Come on, in Jesus' name. Come on, this man's faith. This man's faith was exemplified. Come on, you got to be expecting to receive something. You got to be expecting to receive something.
What God will do.
If you need the Holy Ghost, you got to be expecting to receive it. Lift your hands, sir. Sorry. Holy Ghost is moving. Holy Ghost is moving.
He'll make you free. He'll make you whole.
Come on, we're expecting. We're expecting to receive.
If you believe, there's no telling what God will do. If you believe,
Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, what are you expecting?
There is no telling what God will do.
Come on, there's no telling.
If you believe,
there's no telling.
Oh,
what our God will do.
He'll heal your body.
He'll heal your body.
He'll save your soul.
Save your soul.
He'll wash you clean. He'll make you whole.
Come on,
there's no telling.
Have your way down.
If you believe,
Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. Oh, come on, that's
there
it. Come on, that's it.
What God will do.
Come on, come
here,
brother, pray.
If you believe.
Come on, let's sing that to God right now. What are you expecting? Come on.
There is no telling.
Let Him touch you.
What God will do.
Let him move you. Let him move you.
Holy Ghost is moving.
just like the wilderness. Come on, that's it. Come on. Come on, let's break through. Let's break through to the Holy Ghost. Let's break through to the power of God. Holy Ghost. Woo! Holy Ghost, Paul. Holy Ghost, move. Holy Ghost, he's up there. Holy Ghost, everyone. Woo! Whatever you're expecting. Hallelujah. That man had faith. That man began to believe God. That man exercised faith. Woo, Holy Ghost, heal me, Lord. Heal me, Lord. Jesus. That's it. Out of your heart's going to flow rivers. Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name. Woo, come on, church. Come on, young people. Come on, moms and dads. Come on, elders. Come on. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Woo! Come on, that's it. That's it. If you expect it, you shall receive it. Holy Ghost. Woo! Jesus' name. That's it, just like the book of Acts. That's like the book of Acts. The Holy Ghost, they were all filled with it. They were all filled with it. They were all healed. They believed. They believed. They believed. They received. Come on, you know we pray in Jesus' name. Come on, you know we pray in Jesus' name. Come on, find you somebody. Start praying. Holy Ghost is moving. Come on, that's it, young people. Come on, that's it. Come on, God's doing something.
Woo!
That's it. Keep breathing.